I think in 2011, we saw significant new displacement in Africa, in South Sudan, in Somalia, in DRC. And Côte d'Ivoire was by far the largest worldwide situation of new displacement, with 1 million people displaced following the election violence. The overall figure for 2011 of new displaced in Africa was 1.9 million.
Are the displacement only as a result of armed conflict, or are there other reasons for displacement?
I think we should say armed conflict and violence as the internal displacement that we're reporting against in the Global Overview 2011. We know that there's significant internal displacement as a result of natural disasters, either sudden onset or slow onset, but this is something that we're not covering in this report.
Your report says that the overall number of internally displaced people in Africa is on the decline. What are the reasons behind this?
I think that it's been on the decline since 2004, and I think that it's one of the very positive trends that we've been observing over a period of time. And I think it's a combination both of the fact that the number of conflicts in Africa have decreased, and the fact that there has been a real realization, I think, by African heads of states that internal displacement is an issue that can be addressed, and that is really in the interest of the whole of the society to address. I think Africa has suffered disproportionately in terms of internal displacement, and I think the African heads of states and the civil society have all learned the negative impacts for people of internal displacement and are committed to try and address them.
We had the Arab Spring in North Africa. What was the impact of the uprising there on internally displaced?
The Arab Spring in North Africa and the Middle East was one of the causes, or one of the triggers, for very high numbers of new internal displacement during 2005. We had over 800,000 people displaced as a result of the Arab Spring, with 500,000 displaced in Libya alone, for example. What we did see, though, in relation to Libya, is that the majority of people remained in displacement for a relatively short period of time. As soon as the conflict was over, the majority of them were able to return.
What is the impact of displacement on those who are displaced, especially the vulnerable, like women and children?
There is a tendency to look at displacement only from the negative aspect, and of course it is a trauma. It's a trauma in terms of losing one's house, losing one's livelihood. In certain cases, family members become separated, so children might be separated from their parents, husband and wife may be separated. People are having to re-establish some sort of life in an environment in which they might be complete strangers. But I should also say that in certain situations, displacement can also be an opportunity for new discoveries. For example, people in certain situations, when they move to an urban area from a rural area, the children might have access to education which they didn't necessarily have before. They might have access to new opportunities. Women who were not able to work in a specific context may be able to discover all sorts of opportunities to develop their knowledge and develop their expertise in a situation of displacement. So I think it's important that we don't just look at IDP from a victim and vulnerability perspective. These are people who show extraordinary resilience just in the fact that they have to cope and survive a situation which is deeply traumatic.
There is the issue of integration and reintegration back into the society. How easy is it for people who've been displaced to undergo these processes?
I think it depends very much what their situation was before displacement. If they were already facing quite a lot of difficulties, if it was a poor income family, if it was a group of population which was already discriminated against in their country, or whether we're talking about middle class or higher class people. I think it will depend very, very much on their situation before displacement. Then it will also depend on the level of violence which they have had to be confronted to during displacement, and of course to the situation that they find when they arrive in a place of refuge.
African countries have come up with an IDP protection convention. How effective this instrument will be to deal with the issue of internal displaced people on the continent?
I think the instrument alone will not be effective, but I think it's the most positive development that we've seen in the world in relation to internal displacement. Africa is really opening the ground. This is the first ever potentially binding legal instrument at the scale of a whole continent for the rights of IDPs. It's definitely the first step.